Chuck Chat Technorama for Thursday, July 14th, 2005.
This show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Unilateral phase detractors. Cardinal gram meters. Six hydrocopic Margot veins. Conductors and fluxes. Prefamulated amulite. Malleable logarithmic casing. Swerving bearings. Panometric fan. Milford trunnions. Ambifacient lunar wing shaft. Lotus O deltoid type. Semi-boloid slots of the stator. Drawn reciprocation dingle arm. Sinusoidal deplaneration. Retroencabulator.
Hello! Once again, it's me, Chuck Tomasi, coming to you from Appleton, Wisconsin, with my good old buddy, Craig Stepp. How are you tonight, Craig?
Fan-freaking-tastic. How you doing, Chuck?
Watch the language. Watch the language. It's G-rated. We don't want to have to put that explicit tag on iTunes Music Store.
maybe once. No, not tonight, but...
Tonight's Technorama is closed captioned for the geek impaired. I have to apologize. This is Thursday, as you probably heard on the intro. Thursday's Geeknorama. Technorama. Whoa.
Geeknorama.
Parody error.
You Geeknoramus.
I have non-error correcting memory.
All right, we're going to take a break while Chuck swaps his memory out.
That's the sound of memory swap. I have to apologize. There was no show last night. I was absolutely wiped out. And these shows do tend to run a little late, even though it only takes about 30, 45 minutes to record them. As many of you others who do podcasts know, there's the post-production, and there's the uploading, and there's the show notes, and I won't bore you to tears with all the details of what goes into this, but Craig and I are usually up yakking till about 10:30 or 11 my time, and he's an hour later than me, so it's closing on midnight, and I said, Craig... I told him, well, about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, he said, yeah. I sent a message, sent him an email, said, I don't know, man.
Would you climb out from under your desk to give me that message?
I think so. So we've got a go live for the website on Thursday night, and I think we'd be better spending an hour, well, I think it was actually an hour and a half in reality, on the website, getting things finalized, making sure everything works, and practice cutting it over, sort of. So, we got that going, and I'm happy to say, dun dun dun, the new website is online. We are officially running WordPress 1.5.1.3 with the WP iPod Catter plugins, courtesy of Garrick Van Buren, based on the work from Kevin Devon at In the Trenches. And it seems to be running smoothly. We'll know even more when we try to post the show. I did find a little bug in Garrick's code, and that was resolved quickly this afternoon. He mailed me a new patch. Actually, he wound up sending me the whole file over. I could have done a patch, you know. I'm a geek. And things are running well. The old content is still there. If you have a reference in some blog or cross-posting or something, you know, that reference to the Leo Laporte interview last month is still out there. It will still work. It will bring up the old content. But if you ever happen to hit the main page icon on the old formatted output, it will bring you to the new WordPress. And there's no way back to that old content. So I'm slowly migrating. I don't know if we're going to have everything pulled over into the new content. Craig will probably get bored one day and do a data massage and that kind of thing. So we're having fun with it. It's a good time.
Oh, yeah.
So far, I got to say, I like WordPress.
Well, you know, I guess if somebody does want something that's on the old specifically, they could probably email you and ask you for it, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's still there. I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, sure.
The No, the content is still there. The categories are still there. We just haven't had time this past week to map out a strategy to get the data over. The first mission was get it up with a couple of articles in the RSS feed, get the feeds validating, get it look nice, make sure the major links. And we have not one, but two Cafe Press stores.
Yep, that's right. We've got a Technorama one come up and one for Chuck Chat.
Yep, we've got the new orange and blue Chuck Chat logo, courtesy of Johnny B. from MostlyTrivial.com. This was a community effort, I'm telling you. This was not Chuck and Craig staying up late one night and throwing up a site.
No.
This was pulled from all four corners of the podosphere.
Yeah, there's only 24 hours in a day.
So I use somebody else's day. No, in return, I'm helping out someone else do almost a parallel task. Victor Cahiao from the Typical PC User podcast is going to WordPress as well, and he's using the same plugin. So we're kind of going along together. He sent out an email to say, anybody have any polling plugins for WordPress? And I said, I'm looking for the same thing. If I get something, I'll tell you. So it really does have an interesting brotherhood, community feeling, camaraderie, whatever you want to call it.
Cool.
Coming up in tonight's show, we have an audio clip that I died laughing about when I first saw this. Craig forwarded me a link, and I'm sure many of you probably already saw this, but I tend to be a little slow on the uptake on these comical things. And if you have something funny or you go, oh, this is just geeky enough that Chuck might like it. If you remember way back when Technorama first started, I played some of those early Switcher commercials.
Oh, yeah.
They were funny. They needed playing again. Nobody's touched them in a while. I thought, this is good geek material. If you've got some good geek material out there that's clean, let me know. So we're going to be playing a segment
Don't hoard it. Send it.
It's all about sharing, boys and girls.
Yep.
So we're going to play a segment for the iPod Flea. What have you got, Craig?
We're going to talk about internet TV tonight. Out of some of the different shows that are starting to pop up, and I know there's a few that I don't have in the list, but that's okay. Well, you know, if you have one that you've been watching or got something you're interested in that you see on the internet as far as internet TV, you can send it our way. But I've got a few that I want to talk about tonight, and I finally got some hardware from a digital picture frame that is stretching out into a 3-month project. I got a hard drive for my laptop, so I'm ready to move on.
All right.
Yeah, so I can finally make some progress with that thing. So, moving right along.
We also have plenty of listener feedback. Oh, my gosh, we're being inundated. I should back up a little bit here. If you're new to the show, Chuck Chat Technorama is Craig and I geeking out for a half hour or so. That's about it. I hope you enjoy it. If you've been listening to the show, welcome back. Congratulations, and take another hit.
Hey, this isn't geeking out for just half hour. It's an insight to my life.
It really is. When I started Technorama back in May, it was split off from Chuck Chat. I had this dilemma. For those of you who have just joined us, Chuck Chat dates back to December. In May, I forked off to... No, that's rated G. Forked off to Technorama being all the technical stuff in my life, and another show called Freestyle, which is the family fun and other things in the show. So that's a quick roundup Reader's Digest version of how we got to where we are. But when I first started Technorama, I was doing a solo effort, and I said, you know, I'd really like a co-host. So I said, Craig, how are your Sundays and Wednesdays? And he went,
tell him the truth. Your first choice wasn't available, so then you called me.
No, you were my first choice, actually. And I think it's worked out well so far.
Oh, yeah.
He said, oh, this is such a relief. I need somebody to geek out with for a little while every couple of nights.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice release. It's, you know, I get a chance to share my geekiness with everybody else, bring you into the fold.
Yeah, introduce me to new technologies and all kinds of new things. And later on in the show, we've got a What the Chuck segment.
Always a favorite.
One of mine.
Hi, this is Tim from Winecast, and when I want to get in touch with my inner geek, I go to Chuck Chat Technorama. 101, guys.
And now for the news.
all the way from Colombia. I don't know where this news comes from.
Around the world. That's called the internet.
This first one's from my own backyard. Actually, it's from my basement.
Literally, the basement of your file system, it looks like.
Yeah. Chuck was a bad sysadmin this morning. I got to work, and I pulled up my email client. I went, three email. An hour later, I went, three email, and kind of convinced myself, you know, these mailing lists, they always start out slow in the morning, but eventually I hear from the people at techpodcast.com. Craig usually throws a bone my way, and then when I take, you know, a soda break or a non-smoker smoking break, say I'm a non-smoker, but you're supposed to take, you know, the smokers get breaks, so I take a non-smoker smoker break.
Like an air guitar.
I went, three messages. Something's wrong. So I emailed myself a message, and it didn't show up, and I went, it didn't bounce. I went, oh, no. And I kind of waited for one of those, message could not be delivered, but I'll hold on to it for 4 hours. I went, oh, man. No, it's message could not be delivered in the last 4 hours, so I'll try again for about another 3 or 4 days. I went, well, something's wrong. Quick did a secure shell into my home system and noticed that my VAR file system filled up. Now, wow. VAR, for those of you who aren't Unix geeks, the hard drives are partitioned typically into different file systems. There's a root file system. There's a VAR file system, which is for transient stuff. Log files, mail spool files, print queues, that kind of thing. VAR is the come and go stuff. There's also typically one for user things. You can have a swap partition. It just depends on how the person wanted to divvy up their hard drive. Well, I put VAR on its own file system so that if it did fill up, it wouldn't crush the entire operating system. It did exactly what it was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So I did a PS to get a process status listing. It said, send mail, no sendy, because file system is full.
Was that the exact message you said?
Something like that.
No sendy.
So I did a DF, which is the command to look for disk-free space. It said, slash VAR is currently at 105%.
105.
Mm.
105.
One of my weblog files kind of ran away. I didn't have a log rotation mechanism on it. So as a result, I probably lost about I acted hastily, and I probably lost about a half day's worth of web stats. So that's the biggest loss out of the whole month. That's not
spam.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's your new spam filter. Just fill it up and don't receive any more mail.
I'll be keeping a closer eye on that. And if it starts to turn over really fast, like we all of a sudden get a million new listeners and they're hitting us with a billion RSS hits a day, I'll probably outsource my website at that point. But for now, it's holding up.
Yeah.
Now, you found something interesting. I heard about this the other day, and I want to hear more from you.
Now, I'll be quite honest, there's not a lot of write-up about it, but what I can understand is these guys have a backpack with a GPS system in it, a laptop, and the whole works, with a little heads-up display hooked onto the helmet. And it looks like they're either riding their bikes, maybe a car. I assume that's their bike.
I think it's bikes.
Yeah, and they're riding around town, and they're playing Tron Light Cycles. Now, how it works is I've got color green. Chuck's got color blue, and we ride around, and you kind of get, I can see Chuck's coordinates, and you can see mine, and you can kind of see if I'm getting ready to hit the wall, just like in Tron, if I cross over a street that he's already been down. This actually looks really cool, and it's got some great screenshots of the little app that they're running to do this. And they're using the heads-up display with a trackball,
like
to type in messages and whatnot through it. Through an IRC.
Now, what you have to play this on a grid-based city system somewhere, right?
That would probably be the best thing to do.
Are they saying you have to stay confined in this, you know, 8-block by 8-block area or something?
I don't know, because this one guy, looking at the first real screenshot of the desktop, he's got a pretty wide area. He looks like he boxed in his opponent pretty badly, but he's like all over town.
Wow, so, that would be cool.
It would be cool. And, you know, I can imagine you could set some coordinates that would warn you that you're going out of bounds, too. So it's like a real-life Tron Light Cycle.
Only a little slower.
And without all the cool lights and the motorcycles.
I mean, obviously, if you were a fast cyclist, you'd have an advantage. You'd be able to get out in front of the person and cut them off and, you know, make them turn. That would be cool.
Yeah, it does look really cool. And we'll put a link to that in the show notes so you can go look at the screenshots. But it took me a while to kind of read back and forth on it, and I started seeing how he had everything set up. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, definitely check that out.
Now, I heard also that the new Firefox is out, 1.05.
That's right. I'm running again. Are you?
I have not updated yet. It didn't come up and say update at work to me today.
Talk to the hand.
The one on my laptop here is significantly out of date. I think it's running 102, but that's just because it's a really old image.
0.92.
No. Hey. I was using Netscape 0.92. Now, those were some cool throbbers back then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With I think my favorite one was still, I don't know if it was 0.92 or 1.0, before they went to that ugly N. Not the spacey-looking end, but just the blue end that moved in and out. Mm-hmm. They had a really cool throbber. For those of you who don't know, the throbber is the thing that moves while you're waiting for a web page to load. On Internet Explorer, it's the little...
This is a G-rated podcast.
On Internet Explorer, it's the little E that turns to a globe. On Netscape, you see the stars move. Well, on the old Netscape, this is like circa 1995, they had sort of this... five or six squarish rectangular panes, and they would just kind of turn in space. And it kind of looked like a mobile with no strings and no hangers or anything. They just sort of moved themselves. I thought that was the neatest one.
Wasn't it kind of like the one Mozilla was using, where it had the picture of Mozilla, and the little squares would turn, kind of like a wind?
Yeah.
And flipped it over?
Yep, kind of like that.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, Netscape's had some really good ones. I even like the one that had the end, had the little star shooting over it.
Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty cool too. But
I remember when they had a contest for people to come up with an animation for that.
Yeah. I made one for Internet Explorer one time because I customized. It was for an ISP I used to be part owner with, and I made a custom Internet Explorer, and I had the graphic and the ISP's initials. We're flipping around and doing some stuff, and let me tell you, it was not easy to get all that coordinated.
But now, I have Roadrunner, and the default IE they send you on CD comes with the little Roadrunner running as he's going. So, yeah, you can modify them pretty neat.
That's cool.
Now, something else about Firefox that I found was kind of funny. It said, "Do you want a crappy Firefox shirt?" I'm like, there's a real eye-catching title. I had to read. It said, our community of 1.0.5 test build testers. It's kind of redundant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Test build tester found a regression yesterday, and we fixed it and have a new round of builds to test. This is prior to 1.0.5 coming out, obviously. If you're a 1.0.x user, notice how I go between dot and point.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody was going to point that out to me. you can spare some time to upgrade to this latest and hopefully final test build. We could definitely use your eyeballs. And just to make it fun, if you find a regression that we have to fix in for 105, I'll send you a crappy Firefox t-shirt with a winking emoticon. This shirt is a limited edition because the screen print was good but not up to our quality standards of great. And if you want, I'll even autograph it, which I think is a pretty cool offer right there.
I like his name, by the way. Dotsler.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool name.
The photo was taken with a crappy camera on my phone, so even though the shirt is crappy, it's not quite as crappy as the crappy photo suggests. One of the comments on that blog entry said, how many times can you use crappy in a blog entry?
Yeah. There should be a filter on that.
That was funny. I had to laugh on that one. Now, a new study has been found that people are wasting, about an average of 2 hours a day on the internet. It says, traipsing around the internet is the most popular form of loafing on the job. I still prefer sleep myself. Yeah. The insurance industry is particularly rife with goofing off, and Missouri is the top state for time wasters. I'm doing really badly. I shouldn't drink and read.
No, stop, drink, and then read.
Those are among the conclusions of a study on wasted time at work released Monday by compensation specialist salary.com and web portal America Online. Though a web survey involving more than 10,000 employees, the report found that personal internet surfing ranked as the top method of cooling one's heels at work.
Now, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Who in the right mind would answer these questions correctly?
They're answering them at work.
Hey, you know what? I should follow this up by saying, you know, there was a survey done that 1/3 of all surveys are no good. Did you see that?
And 1 out of every 3 people is an idiot. Now look to your right and look to your left. And if they look okay, guess what? Says the average worker admits to fritting away 2.09 hours per day, not counting lunch, according to the report. That's far more time than the roughly 1 hour per day employees expect the average employee to waste. They expect people to waste. Just think what would happen if we gave them internet access in the bathrooms.
Hey.
Yes?
How do they know I'm using the internet in the bathroom?
They know. I know.
Oh, there's Craig again. He's on the internet again.
Now, as you've probably heard, the space shuttle did not launch, so we're going to skip the story about that happened, Wednesday morning?
Wednesday at 3:50.
No. That's when it was supposed to launch, but they actually had a little minor accident where one of the cockpit window covers, fell off.
Yeah.
It came unhooked. It's supposed to come off. The window didn't come out, just the cover for the window. That comes off at the last minute.
You know, that's kind of bad. You know, crap's just falling off.
Yeah, it happens when you get old.
But, hey, here, let's move right along, because that's old news. Everybody knows about that.
Yep.
Yeah, but at any rate, it's sad to say, but ding dong, OS 2 is gone. IBM officially calls it quit on OS 2 in December, and in support in December 2006. Now, I want to know something. Who's been buying OS 2 all this time?
I got an OS 2 coffee mug.
So your support's going to run on that coffee mug next year?
No! Damn you all to hell!
I guess you got to go get your Microsoft mug now. Actually, you know what? I'm going to have one coming in the Technorama Cafe Press, so you can just go buy your own Technorama mug.
The mug or the stein?
I'm going to do both.
I want one of those steins.
Oh, yeah. I got one for you. I got some good stuff coming. So, anyway, we'll talk about the Cafe Press store later. Now that's all I got, Chuck.
All right, let's play the iFlea thing. This cracks me up.
Yeah.
First, we introduced the iPod, which single-handedly revolutionized the music industry. Then, we invented something even smaller, the iPod Mini. In January of 2005, we turned the music industry on its ear with the pocket-sized iPod Shuffle. And today, we're introducing the smallest MP3 player in history, the iPod Flea. Each iPod Flea holds one MP3 encoded song. The Flea will play your song over and over again, up to 1 hour. And if you'd like to stop, start, rewind, or pause your song, you'll need to purchase the iPod Flea accessory kit, which includes the 750X iZoom visual enlargement device and the iPick compression module, made using a space-age polymer resin, which is used to activate the Flea's microscopic button. If you'd like to play more than one song, you'll need to purchase the Flea Caller multi-song accessory, which will let you play up to 6 different songs. To order more songs, go directly to the iTunes Flea Market. After you've built up an extensive collection of songs, you can store them using the Flea Infestation Kit. The Flea is also available in multiple colors. To extend the battery life of your Flea, you can order the iPod Tick. which fits comfortably on any large, sturdy surface.
That break wasn't supposed to be there, but it just kind of happened.
And you can add the flea collar.
My favorite was the tick. I mean, it's a big 12-volt car battery. Fits comfortably on any sturdy surface. What is that?
You definitely have to go check that video out. I swear, when he started talking about the flea bag to carry other accessories around.
It's a huge backpack. So now you got this tic-tac size MP3 player, but you're hauling around a huge backpack and a car battery and a dog collar.
That's hilarious. That's awesome. That's priceless right there.
I liked it.
Technology is a wonderful thing when it works, and when it doesn't, you get Chuck Chat.
We're dead air. Boy, I swear, I haven't got this octopus thing figured out yet. We have quite a bit of listener feedback. We'll play a little bit of that for you. We've got one here first from Norbert. Norbert is also running norbtech.info, I believe, is his website, and he's got a podcast as well. He's given us some feedback.
Hey, Chuck, this is Norbert from norbtech.info podcast. I thought you might like this, or one of your little sayings for Technorama. Technorama, free fries short of a Happy Meal. Anyway, listening to you guys this morning on your Wednesday podcast for July 6th. Pretty good. Love it. Looking forward to seeing Craig finish up these step-by-step. I've got a old Pentium laptop that my son is using, and once that thing is no longer useful to him, I will turn that into a picture viewer for my wife. So, anyway, talk to you later. Have a good one.
Do what I do, Norb. Just take it.
Yes, right. Don't wait.
It's not three fries short of a Happy Meal. It's 011 fries short of a Happy Meal. Let's get the context right here. Everything's in binary on this show. That would make this show what?
Don't start.
I'll think of it while I'm playing this next clip.
And now, here's Eric.
Hey, Chuck, it's Eric Larson calling. Once again, calling on a cell phone. So my apologies in advance for the poor quality and all that stuff. But anyway, you wanted a better call to your listener feedback line, so I'm actually calling your listener feedback line about your listener feedback line. You know, I was listening to that little weird clip that you had, some generic thing that almost sounded like a radio commercial for a hotel or something, and then I realized it made a reference to Seattle's best such and such, and this is, after all, a service out of Seattle, that's Seattle area code, so I'm wondering if that's like a computerized cold call or something that ran into the K7.net numbers and didn't know that they're just leaving it in voicemail, and you caught that clip. You know, you ever get called by a computer for some sales pitch or something? But I wouldn't really think a hotel would do that. I don't know, but I thought I would contribute that, and I'll also mention that I really appreciate the fact that you have a personalized greeting on the front end of this voicemail service, so that I know I really am leaving a message for you, because if I left this message for someone else, they'd be very confused and probably disappointed. So, anyway, greetings to you and or Craig, depending on which podcast you play this on, and we'll catch you later. Take care.
Okay, I think I followed you on that last part. I think I agree, but now actually the cold call computer calls. Hey, is that different from like one of the those junk faxes that you get? I thought those were actually illegal.
Junk faxes, junk calls.
Yeah, junk faxes. You know, like faxes says, take this great vacation. You know, here's a deal, and I thought those were actually illegal.
You get vacations, I get Viagra.
Maybe they're trying to tell you something, Chuck. Let's move on to Cal, I'm sorry.
Darn directed marketing.
Hey, Chuck. This is Cal from Hawaii. Your podcasts are really cool. And it's it's interesting about the Technorama one. It's very cool and stuff. So just wanted to comment. See you later.
Hi, this is Eric Larson from ericast.com. You might remember me from such sweeper lines as, what kind of a guy? And, you're listening to. Well, when I'm not busy with my own dweeb thoughts, I'm listening to Chuck Tomasi and Craig Stepp on Chuck Chat Technorama, just like you are, right now.
Wow, we should have played Eric's right after Eric. We'll have to remember to get that order a little better next time.
Eric right after Eric.
Thank you, everybody, for the comments. You can reach us on our listener line at 206-222-CHAT, or if you got audio equipment or just want to throw together a quick MP3 or WAV file, email that to chuck@chuckchat.com. I'll be happy to play it if it's clean. If you've got questions, concerns, or otherwise comments, we'll be willing to entertain those as well. We have main stories.
Yep. Here, I wanted to talk about internet TV tonight, something that's starting to spring up. I think, what's that one service? Do you know, Chuck, they provide RSS feeds and they do the delivering TV shows?
Rocket Boom?
Rocket Boom, that's it. That's one that I was playing around with iPodder X. And it's actually pretty cool. You can go to their site and you can subscribe to different shows just like you do podcasts. You're starting to get these TV shows. Now, some of those are like Wayne's World, you know, for podcasting, so to speak. But some of them are pretty interesting. I saw one guy trying to do movie reviews. Some of them weren't the prettiest thing, but there were some people on there. That was pretty interesting. But it's some of the more professional internet TV shows I'm starting to look at. I don't know if everybody's seen System yet. That's S-Y-S-T-M. That's Kevin Rose and Dan Heward from the Screensavers back in the day.
Yeah.
They're providing how-to information on different projects. They pretty much take a one project per show and give you a whole rundown of how it works and how to do this and watch it work once they get it done. Very cool. More on the, you know, hacker side. And speaking of from on the hacker side is From the Shadows. Have you seen any of those, Chuck?
I haven't heard of that one yet. I'm going to check that out.
Well, it's some various guys. I'm not familiar with all those guys, but it does include Yoshi from the Screensavers also. So you can see a running theme here. You know, they can't seem to get away from TV, those guys from the Screensavers. And they also do hacks and stuff like that. They generally cover one or two different topics, one big one and then maybe a couple of small hacks, which is interesting because you actually get to see Yoshi doing the hack rather than saying, here's what I've got, you know, that they did on the Screensaver.
Right, right.
Kind of cool. NASA TV. Now, I was all set, had my popcorn ready Wednesday. I was going to watch that shuttle take off. What did I get?
Did you take time off from work, or did you watch this at work?
Moving right along.
This is the disclaimer part.
Yeah. No, actually, I think it was right before lunch they announced they were going to scrub it or something like that. And I was reading NASA's site, and I saw they had the NASA TV, and I was like, well, duh, that's where I could have gone to watch the thing. And because I didn't have a TV set up. So anyway, I pulled it up with real player and was watching the shuttle sit there. But it was actually really cool because it was a nice, clean picture, and it had been a perfect signal to watch. So NASA TV is pretty cool. If you ever watch NASA TV, Chuck?
I haven't. I want to now.
Sometimes they have some interesting things on there. Oh, especially when the Mars rovers landed.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. So they always have some good stuff on there. Sometimes it's like watching C-SPAN. You know, it's kind of like watching paint dry. But, you know, anyway, definitely check that one out. And then coming up, Robert Kringley, who does a lot of stuff with PBS, does a lot of the computer, what's this show that he had? He had some shows talking about...
Oh, yeah. It's on the tip of my tongue. Can't think of it.
The geek, I can't remember. It was about Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and all, you know.
Oh, the War of...
Yeah,
Wizards of Silicon Valley.
Something like that.
I'm losing it.
At any rate, he's putting up a show called Nerd TV, and it's been long in development. He's been trying to get this going for a long time, and now things are starting to shape up and come together. Technologies like RSS and BitTorrent that a lot of people are using for podcasting now. So starting September 6th on PBS's website, and we got a link to that also, they're going to do that. They're going to start showing Nerd TV, and it'll have interviews with big industry notables and whatnot. So definitely... look for that one.
Me wants.
This is Angelo Tomasi. My cousin Guido tells me that he asked you to go to Podcast Alley and vote for Chuck Technorama and you still haven't done that. I'm disappointed. Very disappointed. I think now would be a good time.
Thank you, Angelo, and your accordion. Hey, I gotta tell you, I saved hours of time by not typing.
So you could catch up on your naps?
No, I switched to Geico. Ba-doom-tsh. Oh, I had a rim shot up here, too. I was going to pull that up tonight. No, we're not sponsored by anybody yet. Actually, we have something in the queue.
Oh, yeah.
So we have some revenue. Yeah, Sunday's show will be the debut of a new sponsor.
So we can buy more beer.
More? Imagine what would happen to the show if we had more. I saved hours of typing today. My boss called me up. He went home a little early for, I can't say why, but he had to man the castle and said, I'm going to be doing some work from home and my phone is forwarded to my cell phone if you need me. I said, okay, that's cool. You know, we'll hold down the fort. We know what to do. Called me up about 11 o'clock and said, Chuck, my project list is pinned to my pin board. Can you... type in the projects and mail that to me, because it took me about an hour to write everything in pencil. Look at this thing. It's an 8.5 by 11 with about 10-point font on it or less, and all these pencil markings next to it. I went, oh my gosh, this is going to be nuts to type. So I made a clear decision to abuse technology, and I went, hey, I could fax this to my K7.net thing. It accepts faxes. Mm-hmm. I took the piece of paper, stuck it in the fax machine, 206-222-CHAT. I guess that's another way you could get a hold of us, too. Same listener line, we'll accept faxes. Remember I said I got a junk one a couple weeks ago? Well, that's what triggered the thought. I said, I'm not typing this. I'm going to fax it. So it emailed me this TIFF file, which I then forwarded over to Bob. He went, wow, that was quick. I said, well, thanks. Getting A for creativity, I guess. Then he sends back another message. He goes, arg! That was the wrong one! I need the one that's in landscape mode. I'm like, boy, am I glad I didn't type that in now.
No kidding.
So I look on his pinup board. There's another one with pencil markings, different projects. Stuck it in there. And it's funny, just as I was sending the second one, I typed in 206-222-2428. Go! And you hear this. Hi, thanks for calling the Chuck Chat listener line. And the admin assistant was walking by at that point. I went, yep, that was my voice.
You got the fax listening, like sounding like you now.
Help, I'm trapped in this box and I can't get out.
Don't touch that click wheel.
You're listening to Chuck Chat.
Well, I had three What the Chucks tonight, but actually one turned into... oh, what I hope is a good gain. Anyway, I'm sort of in that limbo state where it's supposed to work. My first What the Chuck is, how did iTunes lose so much data? Earlier this week, all of a sudden, Technorama went missing on the iTunes directory, and Freestyle somehow turned into this other feed. I've got two feeds, one for just the podcast, which you're probably listening to, and one that has all the blog articles and everything. If you're using iTunes, I prefer you use the podcast-only one, but somehow they got a hold of my other one. And the podcast-only one has 5 shows in it. I made sure of this. The full feed has, like, 15 articles in it. And I look at the listing. I said, this isn't mine. Well, it's mine, but this isn't right. There was no image, no artwork. The author was webmaster instead of my name. I said, this isn't my iTunes customized feed.
And also some of our fellow podcasters that we know, their feeds were also reverted as well, like it was about a week or two ago.
You know, the scary conclusion is, they lost some data and had to restore from an old backup, but boy howdy, I would be really nervous if Apple didn't have a backup for 2 weeks, and that's the best they could do.
You know, I have a theory, though. I have a theory. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. I think what happened, or they're sitting in the data center, and they probably said, look, we're going to do something on this one. switch everything over to the backup systems and we'll do some repairs. They flipped it over and the backup servers actually had old data on it or something.
Is some kind of replication mirroring thing gone wrong?
Yeah, and then when they flipped back, because the next morning everything was back getting back to normal, right?
Sort of. They're still pulling from the wrong feed, and I'm pinging them daily. Technorama is back. Last I saw, it had a broken artwork, but hopefully we'll fix that all up now that we're converted over to WordPress. You, as the listener, don't need to do anything. If you're still subscribed to feeds.feedburner.com or you've gone through iTunes, everything will just happen transmagically, absolute, whatever the magic word is.
Automagically.
I didn't want to go there. That's too much. I gotta stop.
Huh?
Take out my tongue and take it off.
Okay.
Second one. Why hasn't my iRiver shipped yet? Well, I wondered the same thing. I ordered it last Friday from a buy it now on eBay. I bought it now. Actually, I bought it back then. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, once in a while you buy something on a Friday or you even buy something on a Saturday and it shows up on Monday and it was shipped ground and you go, wow. So I guess I've kind of gotten spoiled and expected that. So Monday went by, nothing. Tuesday went by, nothing. Wednesday went by, nothing. I look on their website. It has no shipping status for my order. It has no tracking number for my order. It hasn't gotten out of the gate. It's like, come on, horsey, let's go.
Chuck, you actually sent it to the wrong address. It came here.
No,
I've been
it's
with it all week.
I have all my stuff shipped. Yeah, thanks. All my stuff gets shipped to work so that I can pick it up. It's not sitting on my front porch all day.
Yeah.
I asked eBay for the seller info. I got that. I called them up. I said, where's my stuff? I'd really hate to give you a bad seller listing. Where's my stuff? Well, they...
Are you called them, really?
Yeah, I called them.
Okay.
I said... I left a voicemail because I called before they were open for business. Hmm. And I got a voicemail back while I was at an off-site meeting. And they said...
Welcome to our hotels. We would like you to stay.
Next time you're in the Seattle area, don't forget to stop by.
And use our typewriters.
Those of you who don't know what we're talking about, go back a show or two.
Yeah.
Where was I? I called him up. He said, we received product on Wednesday. It was damaged. We're expecting more product this afternoon. We should get it out, and you will have it on Friday. Because I was very adamant. I said, I need this by Friday. Friday. Sure. This Friday. The 15th Friday.
Hey, Best Buy was sounding pretty good now, isn't it?
I don't know. I checked again this morning. I still had no tracking number or status and said, where's my stuff? This time I did talk to somebody. He said, yeah, we didn't get it Wednesday afternoon. We didn't get our replacement products, but we should have it today. I'm going, you call me with this status this afternoon or I will be canceling my order for a full refund by 5 p.m. today. And I'd hate to give you a bad write-up on eBay for your seller rating because they do have a very good seller rating. That's one of the things I always check before I buy something.
Well, sure.
So he called me up and actually left me, you know, called me and spoke to me physically and said, they came in, yours is being shipped, and my boss gave me permission to overnight it. So I should have it tomorrow. That's the thought. I have not checked for a tracking number tonight. I'm too afraid to look.
Yeah, don't look.
Yeah, it's going to be like that iTunes thing, right?
That's right.
Don't look! Don't look! Don't look, Ethel! And finally, I was listening to the TwitCast. This is my third, and this one's quick. Listening to the TwitCast this past weekend, and I heard Patrick beg for votes at Podcast Alley. Come on, folks. You're already number one. You've got 8 bazillion listeners. Do you really need to beg for votes? It's me who's got to send Uncle Angelo out there after you. I'm resorting to mafia tactics here.
Hey, they made one podcast, and they were number one.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, I will.
What are you going to do except to call La Francisco?
Hey there, everybody. This is Fab Philip J from the Tech Podcast Network in Mac Philly, almost live. And you, my intrepid friend, are listening to the wacky Chuck Tomasi right here on Chuck Chat Technorama. This message has been brought to you by Panda in living color.
We have another Geek Thoughts. I want to know who this person is that keeps writing these. They're very creative.
I don't know.
Pass it along, will you?
Geek Thoughts.
Huh. Why is it that I have to plug in my wireless router?
All right. Well, listen, guys, I think it's about time. We're running a little over, but hey, who sets the rules around here?
Nobody!
Yeah. I'm going to, next show, you'll hear me talking about, rambling on about my continuing efforts to make a digital picture frame out of the stinking old dirty laptop.
Stinky laptops? We don't need no stinking laptops!
Or you may get some sound seeing toward me shooting the thing. Anyway, we're going to wrap it on up, and you can contact us by the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. That's 206-222-2428. And what is that in binary?
Oh, I did think 22 in binary is 10110.
Okay. You can email Chuck at chuck@chuckchat.com. Say that three times fast, and you can email me at keyboardmonkey@gmail.com. And, of course, check out our new WordPress site over at chuckchat.com, and you can leave comments for all our shows now.
New and improved.
That's right.
All right, what have you got for parting words of wisdom?
If somebody tells you there's a nut loose on your keyboard, you better believe it.
Are we done yet?
We're way done. Look a fork in it.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We know there's a billion podcasts out there you could be listening to, but you were wise enough to choose this one. And now it's time for us to disappear into the ethos and roam around and read your email some more. Thank you, everybody. Binary high five.
101.
No, Craig!
There.